Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marani Maras Sheikhilu schus. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, Yosef Ezer ben Esther, Lulunishmas, Basia Esther, Bas Zev Dov. And is based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Agona Godol Muflav Muflug. Reb David Zetzal, Vani Bevoy Mipadan Mesa Lai Rochel Beretz Kanon Beod Derech, Beod Kibras Derech, Lava Yafrasa. Like Rosh Hamaderech Ephros, he based Lachem, and I, when I was going from Padan, Rachel died on me. This is Jacob speaking to Joseph. Beretz Canaan, Baderech on the way. Ba'od, while Kibratz Eretz Lavo Ephrasa, there's a long way till Ephrat. And I buried her there, Baderech Ephros, on the way to Ephros, I buried her. And that's called, in English, Bethlehem, based Lachem. So, this is Yaakov justifying himself to Yosef. And Rachel died, and I buried her on the way. Rashi. Famous, famous Rashi. Even though I'm troubling you to bury me and travel all the way to Eretz Canaan, and I didn't do that for your mother, I just buried her where she died. I didn't even bring her into Beis Lechem. I know you're upset at me. Why don't you just bury her like that on the way? And I know sheyesh b'libcha alai. I know your resentment. But you should know that I buried her al pi adibur. Ezra lebaneach sheyiglal osam nevuchadnetzar. She'll help her children when Nebuchadnezzar exiles them. V'yovrim derech sham, and they're going to pass by. So the Jews are going into exile with Nebuzradan, through Nebuzradan, terrible, evil general, and they're going to be going into Gullus, and I buried her there because I know they're going to pass by, and she's going to daven. She's going to cry, and they're going to write amazing songs about this, about her tears. And Shweki's going to make he's going to make a mint off that, his Rachel Mavaka. So, all humor aside, that's why I buried her on the way. So I know you're resentful, but don't be, because I'm explaining to you that I buried her there so that when the Jews go into Gullus, she'll cry for the Jews and she'll ask God for mercy. So already the Gur Aryeh, the Chaim HaKadosh, the Halshich, the Parshish, the Rachel Mavush Chavov, Oid, Oid, Noch, Anoch. They ask that if that's the case, then this isn't the right place for this. Rather earlier, 47:30, there is this, I want you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. So there he should have justified himself and said, oh, you're upset at me, I didn't bury your mother in Eretz Yisrael proper, I just buried her on the way, I didn't even bring her into Beis Lechem. So now I'm explaining to you why. So why is the explanation over here? And the pasuk, "Vani b'voy mipadan meisalai Rachel beres Kanan." He should have said it when he was asking Yaakov to Yosef to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, because that's his whole point. Listen, I'm asking you to bring me to Eretz Yisrael, and if you're upset about the way I buried Rachel, don't be. So why is this pasuk? Why is this Rashi and this pasuk 48:7, and not earlier on, Mem Zayin Lamed? Another problem is that there's no hint in the pasuk to this. There's no hint in the pasuk. Rashi says, in order that she should ask for mercy, where does it say that? All it says is that I buried her and she died. We were far away from Ephros and I buried her on the way. Derech Ephrasi he based Lachem. big Kashan Rashi. The whole pasuk is telling us this hitzdatkut, this justification. And why isn't there any hint of this in the pasuk? Pasuk K, it says, Vatashne b'necha olim l'cha b'eretz Mitzrayim ad bo'e lecha li'ev li'hem. Your two sons who were born for you in Mitzrayim until I came to you, they're mine. Ephraim and Asher will be like Reuven and Shimon, or Achaim HaKadosh in Pasuk Vav asks, who told Yaakov that these are the two nations that are going to come from him? Like we see in Pasuk Dalav, Yom Rei Lai Nini Mafricha Be'Bisicha Be'Nasticha La'Ago Amim Be'Nisati Yisar Tzol Sarach Echorechus Zoylam. Rashi says, Bislami Shasidim Latzmen Od Kahal Ba'amim. So I was given a Bisoyro, says Yaakov Avinu, that I'm going to have more nations, and they didn't have any more children. So it must be that one of the tribes is it's going to be split up into two. So Yaakov Avinu already knew that he's going to have, that one of the tribes is going to split up. But how did he know that it was coming from Yosef? Maybe it's from one of his other sons, a lot of sons. Maybe Peretz and Zerach, that would be better. They're Melucha, Yehuda. So how does Yaakov know that it's Ephraim and Menashe? That's the Kasha of the Rechaim HaKadosh. So it would appear that we can answer the Rechaim HaKadosh's Kasha. The Pasuk itself explains, it says, what does it mean, Ad Boye Lecha? The Iker is Ephraim and Menashe, Kuru Shemuel, whereas the Boye Lecha, the Al Shech HaSamiran, this also we have to understand. It is in the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu was promised "Vinisaticha lekal amim," shehakavnai al Yaakov atzmo, shiabo kal. Because the sefer says "Vinasati lezaracho," so that's talking about the Zera, that's the Sefer, that's the end of the Pasuk. So what's the beginning of the Pasuk talking about? The beginning of the Pasuk is not talking yet about the Zera. The beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Yaakov himself. So Nisaticha Lakalam is talking about Yaakov. So if only the latter part of the Pasuk is talking about his Zera, and when it says in Nisaticha Lakalam it's talking about Yaakov himself, so how's that Niskayim? By Yosef, the Avtacha is in Yaakov. Yaakov became a Kalam, but it turns out that it's Yosef, because it's Yosef's two children that are becoming tribes. So it would appear that the explanation is as follows. This isn't Sotah, Alam Vavom Bey, cited in Rashi, famous Rashi, later on, 49:26, that when Yosef was going to sing with his Potiphar, he saw the Mustukno Shel Aviv in the window. And Yosef said, Yosef, your brothers are going to be written on the Avonim of the Ephod. Do you want that your name not be there? So that really moved him. And Miyad ve'yashav v'teshav ve'etan kashto. His bell remained strong. He strengthened himself. And he didn't succumb to the Avera. Ayin Shem B'divrei HaGemore B'Meseches Sota Taflam Vavom Beis. So we have to understand this inyan. If the Mustyukno Shel Yaakov comes to stop from doing an Aveira, why the Mustyukno Shel Yaakov, why the Chalom, what's the window all about? So from this would appear that Yosef HaTzadik, when he was detached from Yaakov, when he was in Mitzrayim, he held himself very strong, very stark in his Tzidkus. Through which, how did he do that? Because the whole time, I said, Mustyukno Shel Yaakov, the fun of Vima. Because the whole time, the vision, the image of his father Yaakov was in front of him and with him. And so therefore, whatever the Mustyukno of Yaakov, whatever the image of Yaakov did, he did. So therefore, what his Meisim were Matin for Yaakov, and the Mustyukno of Yaakov. And only when he went to the house, Lasis Malachdoi, and And he went to do malachta, he went to do his work, which according to Chazal meant he went to sin. So he left the Dmus Yuch of Adukin of Yaakov outside. He left him and he wanted to bring him in. And he said, Yitzhar, you want to bring Yaakov in? Of course, bring your father in for that. But he had this chus of always living with his father. So even now his father still appeared to him. Right, he left him outside, but he appeared to him through the window. Therefore, it was Dmus Yukno B'Chalom, because until now he was always imaging his father. So he's thinking about his father. He always had his Dmus Yukno in front of him. But now he left him outside, so he looked. He appeared to him through the window. And that would appear in Tosis there that the Makor of this drasha of Dmus Yukno is when the pasuk says Ve'ena Ish Me'anshei Abayis Shabbat Abayis. Nobody was there. Members of the house was there. It says Dafka Me'anshei Abayis. Nobody was there. The most yukin of his father was. Because Isha Acher, Shaloya Me'anshei Abayis, who was very far away from the people of the house, he was there, that's his father. That's Tosfos. And that Tosfos says, V'temektas, Menol in the Neres Lo Chalom. I didn't appear to him in the window. V'shemed L'chsiv Abayis Lo, Lo Chalom Hay, no, there was nobody in the house. There was no one in the house, but in the window there was. So what does Tosis mean? What Tosis maybe means is that ain't Ishimo Babais, the Misha Yetzarech Lios Shamach Masayosem Anshe Abais, somebody who was supposed to be there because he was a member of the household, wasn't there. But the person who was supposed to be with him, Shalom Anshei Abayis, was there. And who's that? His father, who was always with him. Mitzad Sheni. It's Pashut that Yosef didn't allow his father's image, which means his will to go in the footsteps of his father to come with him to the house. Because it says in Chazal that Lasis Malachto means he went to do the Avera. But we see from this that Yosef was always with the Dmus Yukov of his father. And therefore it should have been with him in the house. So again, there was nobody of the household members there who were normally there that were supposed to be with him. And his father, but there was somebody not of the household who was supposed to be with him. And that's his father. But he certainly didn't bring his father in with him. So it must be that he appeared to him through the window. That's what it means. Tosfos, v'shem midchsiv babayis lo, aval chalon haya. In other words, Tosfos is learning. There was nobody with him in the Anshei Abayis wasn't in the Abayis. They were supposed to be there with him, but they weren't there. And his father was also supposed to be with him, Shalom Anshei Abayis, and he also wasn't there. Because why would Yosef bring him in? But he was in the window. Since Yosef was, why was he supposed to be with him? Why was Yaakov supposed to be with Yosef? Because he always went with Yaakov. He was always imaging his father. So now, his father appeared to me, right? He didn't bring him in, but he could at least see him through the window. So that's Pshat, how we know that he saw the Mitzvah Yukno Shalavu, because the Pasuk says, no members of the household were there in the house. They were supposed to be there, and they weren't there. But there was somebody who was supposed to be there who was there, and that's his father, but it can't be that they were there. But it can't be that he brought him in. So it must be that he saw him through the window. We see this Indian from the Bracha of Yosef later on, 49:24. Translated, his bow remained strong, the arms of his hands were supple. by these very poetic sentence. Vayavava midei avir Yaakov, by the hand of the mighty one of Yaakov, misham roev and Yisrael, from there, from the shepherd, the rack of Israel. What does this mean? Rashi says from the Gemara in Sota. Rashi says, look at what I wrote later on, where it means that this pasuk means that he was misgabra on his yetzer, based on the Gemara and Sota. Because the most you know of his father appeared to him, told him this thing about the heaven of the big day Kohen Gadol. Your brother's names are going to be written, you're not, on the Avnei Ephod. Your name isn't going to be there. That's what it means to me. Midei Avir Yaakov, Misham Rev and Yisrael. He held on tightly to Yaakov, because he was always strong with Yaakov. That's Midei Avir Yaakov, Yir Zal Shem Toikev, its strength. Misham, Mikoch L'Sabir Yaakov, Yosef became Roev in Yisrael. He became the shepherd of the stone of Israel. He became the Iker of Yisrael, like Rashi there says. Because since he had the Koach of Yaakov, and Yaakov is the Iker of Yisrael, Yosef had this Koach, he became the Iker of Yisrael. And now we have the Hemshech, Me'el Avich Ve'ezrech Ve'ezrech Ve'erchech Ve'chom Toh, Berchas Tohom, etc. Berchas Avich Ve'gabra Ve'roz Harai, etc. T'yan Rosh Yosef, Kod Nir Zirecha. In other words, that Sheish liyakov me'el avicha v'mi b'rchosev shegavra b'rchos harai yed darbzeh etzul Yosef v'ged to be Azreka. Now that Yaakov had special brachos, it's not going to be given over to Yosef. So Yaakov got said strong brachos, b'rchos avicha. Brachos of your father were even greater than his parents. Abrachos Harai, now it's going to be given over to you, Yosef. To Yelan Rosh Yosef, with a call called Nizir Echov. They will be upon the head of Yosef, on the crown of the distinguished among his brothers. So now it's going to be given over to you, my special brachos. It's going to help. It's going to help you now. The whole koach of Yaakov is now in Yosef. Yosef is a certain bechin of Yaakov, so we have by Yaakov, we have by Yosef. T'yena l'rosh Yosef v'l'kol tot nazir echov. So it's explaining this inyan, that Yosef is shaykh to Yaakov. So what Yaakov got, Yosef is going to get, is going to be to the head of Yosef. And therefore he gets the brachas of Yaakov. And that it says v'l'kol tot nazir echov, hain aprisha d'achui. He's the separate one of his brothers, mashenutu echov mimen with it. His brothers separated from him. In other words, since he's parosh me of me, when he was parosh me aviv, and he was separate from his father, and the pasuk connects it to his brothers, the pasuk says, "Ulukotkot nazir echov," on the crown of the distinguished amongst his brothers. Connected to his brothers, because the reason his brothers separated from him, that his brothers separated from him brought them to selling him and being separated from his father. Since he's separate from his father, when he was separate from his father, Yosef always walked around with the mustyukin of Yaakov. So he has this inyan of Yaakov in him. That's only somebody who means ma'alosa, who means mahuso, who's mukshar, somebody who in their essence is prepared that he should have this istapkus b'Yaakov. This is shayach b'Yaakov. See, he became like Yaakov. Rosh Yosef, it says at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, the Yisrael Avas Yosef Mikolbana, he bends the kunim Ulo Rashi. Brings from the Medrash. Shehazivu kinun shelo domelo. Yeah, Yosef looked like Yaakov, and that was the Metzius of Yosef, as was expressed in his head, and his ziv ikunin, his shiny, his splendor, had shaychus to Yaakov. And therefore Yaakov loved him more. He was a hemshech of Yaakov. And this brought automatically to what Rashi says from the Targum Onkelos, Yosef HaBavar Chakim. Whatever Yaakov learned by Shem Be'er, he gave over to Yosef. Yosef was expressed as Talmud Mufak. Because he has the preparedness, he has the talent, he has the capacity to be a hemshech of Yaakov. And therefore Yaakov gave over what he had received to Yosef. So since that's Mitzad Rosh Yosef, the end of the Rosh Yosef, that's Yosef's head, it's Yosef's face. So when Yosef said a dag of kodkod, what's kodkod? Kodkod is that he's separate. The top of the head. He's muvdal. He's distinguished. As Behiotobim Mitzrayim, when he's muvdal from his father and his brothers, that's the mark of a patish. That he's the hamshech of his father. Till now, he already looked like his father, he received from his father, and now he's completely separate, and he's still completely with his father. And therefore, he gets these brachas, he receives these brachas. The Malbim says the kodkod is what's above the head, the crown. So now that he's completely separate, and he's still walking around with his father, that's the mark of a patish. Now he's certainly going to get the brachas of his father. Father got extra brachas, now he's giving it over to Yosef. So it emerges according to this that the life of Yosef, from the time he went down to Mitzrayim until Yaakov comes to him, he was completely connected. He wasn't distracted at all from the Dmus Tikkun of his father. He was living up to his father. Today we're lucky we have photographs that you can want to live with the Dmus Tikkun of somebody, put them on your wall. People say, Alpi Kabbalah, you shouldn't do it, but the Olam is not like to do that. Nice, you watch yourself, you see this holy tzaddik looking at you from the wall all day long. So Yosef was living a life of Yaakov, always going with Yaakov. And therefore, these children were born at this time, Shnei b'necha v'imcha b'erbe'ezbe'etzayim ad bo'i elecha. In other words, these two children are born with you until I come to you, because you're always walking around with the Dmus Tikkun of Shalaviv. That's how Yaakov Yosef became like Yaakov. Maybe these two children have a Metzius of Bnei Yaakov, because they were essentially raised by Yaakov. Who were they raised by Yaakov? Yosef had taken on the persona of Yaakov. So it's like these children were raised by Yaakov. And therefore there's a Haftachia of Nesatifa L'Kal Goyim. Yaakov becomes a kol, because this is now shaykh to Yaakov. Because they were raised with Yaakov's image. Ephraim and Asher, Reuven and Shimon, Yuli. The kahal of Yaakov is like Reuven and Shimon, who are born to Yaakov. Same thing. Ephraim and Asher, Hemshech of Yaakov, so too, just like Reuven and Shimon. That's what it says, Hanoli Muchaber Tzayim Ad Bo'e Elecha. They were born until I came to you, because what were you doing? You were always thinking of me. And that doesn't apply to the other brothers. And Mela, you're going to be like Reuven and Shimon to me. That answers the Kasha of the Or Chaim HaKadosh. So we ask how we know that it's that it's Yossi's children. Tag the Archaim gives a very similar answer. He writes, Yishtadas ma'amarim ki Yosef b'chinas nefesh Yaakov. We should run as a cause of Yael told us Yaakov Yosef. So Yosef is a b'chin of Yaakov. And he goes into Kabbalah a little bit. And that's why b'shnei banecha, they're going to be, these are like Yaakov's children. Because Yosef is the hamshech of Yaakov. But v'ar me'irim u'mesamchim. Sweet friends, we are only b'chatzi aderech, just like Yaakov buried Rachel b'chatzi aderech. So, Yirtzeh Hashem, we will continue. Just Ohr and Rashi, as inside, and then please God, the next year we will finish the Mahalach, we hope. He said, "V'lo achti afilu beis lechem lachnisa la'aretz." It's mashma. He did bury in Eretz Yisrael. She was buried in Eretz Yisrael. Rachel was buried in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? I didn't bring her into Eretz Yisrael. It's also an interesting ha'olah that it says, "V'yadati sheish b'lib cha'olah." I know that you have resentment towards me. Imagine Yosef didn't have resentment to his brothers, who threw him in the pit, and ended up being sold with snakes and scorpions, and he ends up being sold for 12 years. He ends up being sold as a slave and ends up 12 years in the horrific dungeon. We would be able to spend 5 minutes there. It's 12 years. Horrific. No Wi-Fi even. With bugs and insects and horrible conditions. And torture, saying. You can imagine. Can't imagine. But there is no Hakpada. There he says, no, it's all from God. It's fine. It's cool. God sent me. We love you. It's wonderful. But here, here it says, I know that you're upset at me. What's the shot? If Yaakov is correct that Yosef really had a hakpada, then how could that be? Yosef didn't have a hakpada in his own brothers. So maybe there's a difference between when you do it to me and when you do it to someone else. When you do it to me, so I could be mochel my own kavod, but what about my mother's kavod? That's too much. You know, like Reuven with mixing up the beds, taking his father's bed and putting it in his mother's oel. There also, he wasn't standing up for his own kavod, it was his mother's, after Rachel had died. Anyway, there's a lot more to say. Mir Hashem, we are going to continue the Mahalach in the next year. Nether, thank you so much for listening. V'advarim hayu me'irim k'sapirim baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom.